With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Most county highways in Vilas County are now open to ATV and UTV riders. The county board voted to open the highways during a January meeting. Signage went up opening the highways at the end of March. WXPR's Katie Thorson talked with some local ATV clubs about the change.
Over the years, select towns in Vilas County have opened up town roads and sections of county highways that pass through their towns to ATVs and UTVs. Now, all county highways, except those in Lac-des-Flambeau, are open to riders. While there are some exceptions, the general rule of thumb is if the highway is lettered, it's open to ATVs. If it's numbered, it's not. Todd Bierman is the Vilas County Forestry Parks and Recreation Department Director. He says opening all the highways gives riders chances to connect to more communities, both in and out of the county.
Most of the county was already open, except for the towns of Boulder Junction, Winchester, and Manitowish Waters. Actually, we're looking for a way to connect over into Iron County, and to do that, we'd have to use Winchester and Manitowish Waters in order to connect to that county. Then actually, County Highway O that goes north off of W will connect you into the Michigan Trail system.
Town roads in Winchester, Manitowish Waters, and Boulder Junction are not open to riders. Dennis Duke hopes to change that in Boulder Junction. He's president of the Muskie Riders ATV Club. Duke and others in the town have been working for 8 years to open town roads and get ATVs to and around the town, even though he doesn't own an ATV himself.
It's all about helping the economics of the town through outdoor recreation, because, you know, that's the engine of our economy in Boulder Junction is outdoor recreation. So those things that we can do within our budget and within our means and within our capabilities, then we ought to do those things, because at the end of the day, the more things there are for people to do in Boulder Junction, the more apt they are to come and spend some time here.
Duke says since the county board voted to open county highways, there have been positive talks about opening town roads to ATVs and UTVs. He hopes that will happen this fall. Duke encourages anyone with questions to feel free to ask.
We want people's feedback. We want dialogue. We want to mitigate concerns. There's obviously a solution to be had. We just need to work at it.
Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
County highways will be open to ATVs and UTVs year-round in Vilas County. The Vilas County Forestry, Parks, and Recreation Department encourages riders to check with local towns or ATV clubs in that area for information on trails and town roads that may be open. Grant funding may be available to help some communities which took a lot of damage from a spring ice storm. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced it is now accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants. The grant funding became available after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency because of the storm. Eligible applicants include Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501c3 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-for-dollar match. Applications are due by June 2nd. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant Program funds tree repair, removal, or replacement within urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency. An exhibit at ArtStart in Rhinelander will help raise awareness about sexual assault. The Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault got the exhibit going as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. They wanted to give victims a way to share their stories by sharing their art. Nicole Winkler is the Sexual Assault Program Coordinator at Tri-County.
I think it's super meaningful. Sexual assault is a hard topic for people to share and talk about. It's a hard topic for the community to even want to learn about.
The art includes paintings, notebooks full of sketches, and even poems. Ashley McLaughlin is the Program and Operations Director at ArtStart.
You can see through some of the pieces here that they need to process potentially what has happened or how they view the topic, and art gives them an opportunity to do that.
The exhibit is open now through the 19th, Thursdays through Saturdays. Organizers like Winkler hope it will help people understand the importance of the topic.
It's a big ask, asking people in the community to be present and show up, not just for themselves, but for everybody, and say, you know, something happened to me. It was horrible, but I'm not going to let it define me.
She also noted that when they reached out to their communities, some of the artists were happy to share their story, not only to express their feelings, but to show others that they are not alone. There will be an event on April 17th where organizers and artists will be in attendance. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A bill has been introduced that would remove gray wolves from the list of endangered and threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Eric Galatas has more.
The measure would also prohibit any challenges to the law in court. Jewel Tomasulo with the Endangered Species Coalition says House Resolution 845 is essentially recycled legislation.
The bill would reinstate a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisting decision issued in November 2020, the end of the first Trump administration. And this was overturned in court because the Fish and Wildlife Service did not use the best available science, among other serious errors.
The move comes as President Donald Trump and allies have accused federal courts of trying to overtake the executive branch's authority by blocking a number of executive orders. After being hunted and poisoned to near extinction, the return of the gray wolf to the lower 48 states is widely viewed as one of America's greatest conservation success stories. The livestock industry, which has overtaken large swaths of historic wolf habitat for grazing, has opposed protection, citing concerns about predation. I'm Eric Galatas.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.